Oh God, you are high and exalted. You are the one who is lifted up. You are the one who rules and reigns over the nations and over our lives. And so, Father, we do come and we do seek you this morning. We seek your face for more than what we need you to do. We need you. And so we seek you. We seek your face because you are our life to us. You are the one who is all-powerful, the Almighty. You are the one who is unchanging, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the one who is faithful. You are the one who is exceedingly and abundantly good. You are the one who is perfect love and love relationship with yourself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together, one God. You are holy. You are the one whom the elders and around the throne cry, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is, who is to come," over and over and over, and it never gets old. Because you are that wonderful, you are that glorious, you are that majestic, you are that powerful, you are that good, you are that holy. And so we come this morning to ascribe these things to you, to draw near to you, to exalt you. And yet at the same time, you are gracious and you are loving and you still pour out what we need and you give us and we receive what we need from you. And so we come seeking your face, seeking to lift you up, trusting that you will add all the things that we need to us. And so this morning, Father, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, come. You're the one who is present. Come. That we might see Jesus. For Jesus, we honor you in this place. You are the head. You are the one in charge of your church, your body. And so we give you your rightful place. We bow before you. We honor you. And Father, we do pray, as Jesus taught us to pray, that your kingdom will come and your will would be done here on earth in this place as it is forever. For yours, O God, is the kingdom. And yours, O God, is the power. And yours, O God, is the glory forever and ever and ever. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. As we go into this first song, what we're singing here is, there's nothing better than you. Nothing better than God. No one better than him. Nothing better than him. There is nothing else in this world that can satisfy than God. So, one of the words that's coming to mind just as I was praying was this, the word lukewarm. May we not be lukewarm in our worship this morning. If we truly believe that there is nothing in this world that is better than God, let us profess that with our entire being. And if you're in a space where maybe there are things in your life that feel as though they're better than God, which just because you feel that way doesn't necessarily make it true, but if you're in that place of where that disconnect is there, maybe use the song to be praying over those areas that are kind of higher in your life than God right now. So even still, not being lukewarm, even if, you know, that's the place where you're at. Let's be extra intentional in our worship to the most holy, sovereign God.
Are never enough. And you came along and put me back together. And every me friend, 'cause the God of the mountain is the God of the valley, and there's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. You turn mourning into dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn mourning into dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. Oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's
chorus one more time.
There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you.
Praise you, Jesus. Wow, you know, we're just singing about turning graves into gardens. Just think, isn't that a peculiar thing to say, you know, when you think about it? We are a peculiar people. And one of these days, the trumpet's going to sound and the dead in Christ are going to raise from the grave. And on the one hand, you have death, destruction in the grave. And on the other hand, you have the garden. And soon we'll be in the garden of life with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for your presence in our life, the blessed assurance we have in you that we're going to be with you and our loved ones and our friends that proclaim your name forever. What an awesome, awesome, awesome promise that is. Be with us this morning as we praise you. May our worship be acceptable. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
His voice, trembles at His voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age, He stands, and time is in His hands, beginning and the end.
Over and over again, the more that I sing about the greatness of God, the more that like sinks in, and the more I want to sing it, you know, like the more that we understand how great he is, it's like, I don't know, right now I just feel that like flowing right out. So can we just like, where you are, just offer up praises about the greatness of God. You can be personal. You can share like personally how you have experienced his greatness, or you can be more general, but let's let that continue just flowing out of us, that praise.
Thank you.